Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
So this guy... He parked at the airport there, somewhere in Louisiana.
Okay.
Oh, I guess it was New Orleans. And
I do so love New Orleans.
His name's Corey, and he's 35.
Mm-hmm.
And he comes home from his wherever he was traveling, and he goes to get in his car, and he goes through the little pay zone area.
Sure.
And he realizes that he does not have enough money to pay to get out of the parking garage.
All right. Could be problematic. But don't we got a card or?
It doesn't say. No, he has nothing. He has nothing on him.
All right.
So it doesn't say how much it was. You know, sometimes those things can be.
Yeah, long-term parking can be expensive. Short-term, yeah, a couple bucks.
You know,
whatever.
It can be over $100. But yeah. I think a lot of people are assuming, you know, this may be like $8 or $5, whatever.
I don't know.
We don't know.
Yeah.
But.
Because long-term parking, if you're gone for a handful of days, yeah, you can get a nice little bill on that.
Yeah, he couldn't pay it.
Yeah.
And so, so I guess my question is how would you get out of this situation?
Boy, that's
because they would not let him out. Like, he couldn't pay, and they were just like, sorry, man.
Nothing we can do, huh? Huh.
Yeah, so what do you do?
Boy, is this like. The old restaurant, like you go wash dishes? Can I clean up? I don't.
What dishes? It's a parking garage.
That's what I'm saying. Like, and that's the old. I don't even know if that's a thing. Like in restaurants, it's like, well, I better roll up my sleeves, start washing dishes to work off this meal. I don't know what you do. Do you sit in the booth and you're like, I got this shift, and at the end of the night, I get to go home? I don't know.
Yeah, so it says.
I guess call someone to Venmo me some cash, or just run the gate.
Well,
and
you
be
just
like,
borrow
it.
Yeah, just borrow it. Like. Surely there are other people there that you could just be like, hey, man, I really need a
I'll tell you what,
$100.
Well, here's the thing. If I'm in a parking garage and you need $8 and you're stuck, I'll give you $8.
Yeah,
$100. But if a stranger comes to me and says, I need $100 to get out of this parking garage, I'm like, dude, first off, no. Second, kiss my ass. Third, get out of the way so I can leave.
Now, it does say it was the short-term parking garage.
Okay, so we're probably talking more like $20.
Either that or he parked there for a long time and it was really expensive.
There you go.
Yeah, you'll leave it overnight a few times.
Yeah.
That'll add up.
Yeah, that'll add up big time. So he was in a Jeep and it says he reportedly refused multiple requests from parking staff and airport police to move his vehicle from the exit lane. And
so he's blocking so other people can't get through.
Yeah, happened.
Once deputies were called in, he agreed to move his vehicle until he could obtain the necessary funds to exit.
That is what you...
Yeah, by the way, at Portland, $4 per hour, $30 a day in short term. Just to give you an idea.
$30 a day.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it could be a couple $100. I don't know. It doesn't say.
Yeah.
I don't know why it doesn't say. It should say.
But I mean, you're kind of stuck until you can get your car out.
Basically.
You have to leave it there.
Yeah, he said... They just said... So he's basically parked in a spot next to the booth. He cannot get out.
Yeah.
Around 9:45 that evening, this happened at...
I'm guessing, and I do not know where this story is going, but much like almost every other story that ends up making news, this is a kind of a... It's a bad situation that this idiot is about to make 1,000 times worse.
Well, that's what I was... When I teased this...
This is the equivalent of, because you said in there they asked him to move his car.
Yeah.
This is the equivalent when someone gets pulled over by the cop. They don't feel that they should have been pulled over. Therefore, they say, well, no, I don't have to listen to you. You're not arresting me today. We know where this story is going to go. You're going to get arrested, and it's going to be so much worse. My guess is this idiot is about to make this so much worse for himself.
So when I teased this, I said, is this the worst crime in relation to the initial wrongdoing ratio?
Yeah.
Does that make more sense now?
Yes, I see where this is going. Yes.
So what do you think he does?
I'm guessing that he gunned it and blew through the gate, probably hit a police car, and then fled the authorities.
Worse.
Oh, boy. Did he start shooting?
He did not kill anyone, and he didn't shoot anyone.
Okay.
So he tried to run someone over?
No.
Did he knock over the booth?
Well, I don't know where, like, how much worse can...
He called in a bomb threat.
Oh, to try to... So, you know what?
That's the old catch-22.
This is kind of brilliant. You call in a bomb threat, therefore everyone has to leave the parking garage. I like it.
Yeah, not brilliant.
This guy's an innovator. I appreciate the... I appreciate where he's going on this.
So around 9:45, Johnson's vehicle was still trapped in the parking lot. Deputies were alerted to a threatening phone call.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
To the Aviation Communications Center, demanding that the operator page Hassan.
Oh boy.
If you do not page him, we have a bomb. The caller allegedly added.
Oh, my God.
We have the bomb if you do not page him. At 10:30, so about 50 minutes later, the caller contacted Avcom again, this time attempting to disguise his voice. Didn't I tell you, you stupid effing bee, I will cut your effing throat.
So now we got bomb threats and death threats.
Correct. Followed by Paige Hassan, and I want him to bring the bomb to level 3.
You got a Paige Hassan. Should have done it. Wow. I told you, you dumb bitch! All over $100 or $20 or whatever parking fee.
After deputies pinged the phone attached to the number, they allegedly tracked it back to a location outside the north terminal of the airport. Deputies claimed that they then identified Johnson as the one connected to the number. Cole, that was the same guy.
Yeah, same guy.
Around 10:50, police returned to the lot, located Johnson in the driver's seat of his vehicle, and placed him under arrest. I mean, brother.
And I'm guessing he's facing some serious charges.
Yep, isn't that a federal crime?
I'm guessing.
That is a felony.
Yeah,
I'm
a guessing federal that.
Federal felony.
So you turned a parking fine
into
a federal, possibly prison sentence. You'll never be able to vote, and you're not going to be able to leave the country.
Well, he didn't even get fined for parking. He just, all he needed to do was pay the money.
Well, I mean, yeah. Hey, he got out of paying.
He obviously had a phone, so call somebody.
Hey, at least he got out of paying the parking ticket, right?
Did he?
Well,
again, there was no ticket. I guarantee you that thing's going to quadruple.
What a moron.
I mean,
I skipped a few parking tickets in my day or parking fees. Actually, there was a really good system I had when I was like 20 and poor and I had to park here in downtown Portland. There was a lot, you know, not a smart park garage or anything like that, but just one of those open air lots. And I would buy, you know, a ticket like maybe once every three times I was in there, but they started catching on. So what I would do, I would rip up like the little 1 through 10 numbers, like where the dates were, and the windshield on all of our cars back in the 2000s, they had like the little VIN number and then like the little marker of like the brand of the windshield, and all of that shadow would cover up the ticket enough to where I could just use an old ticket and I'd put little numbers that I'd torn out from other tickets onto one just lied and like sat it on the perfect spot and said, no, this is for December 5th, not November 5th, that I took a 5 from. I'm lying and not paying for the parking. Huh. I did that probably for like a year and
I'll
got
tell
away
you what,
with it.
I respect it, but I also think that you're a giant piece of ass.
I could not afford it. Okay.
No offense, of course.
No. I hear you. And if I had the money, I agree with you. But like, I was 19, 20 years old. I'm making $12 an hour. I don't have the money. I could not afford to park every day for work downtown.
Innovative.
Thank you.
According to the affidavit, Johnson admitted to calling the airport twice that evening. When asked if he stated he or others had a bomb, he responded,
"Something like that."
I did not call in a bomb threat. Oh my god. Yeah, I mean, at least no one died.
Something like that.
Yeah. I mean, I think you can go before, you can go before the judge and be like, sorry. Like, man, I've never had any priors. My first bomb threat. Although, is it your first bomb threat?
So now this dude faces up to 10 years in prison and a $250,000 fine.
Yikes.
What a moron.
Yeah. I saw one of these not too long ago where a guy got a boot on his car and he was trying to take the boot off with like a crowbar or something, and the parking person showed up and was like, you can't do that, and he said no and he swung at the person with like the crowbar. So that person called the cops, and then that guy again, so then the cops showed up, and my man there that was trying to get it off ended up getting it off, kinda, and then he gunned his car at the cop, and the cop shot him. Like, he died. He tried, like, when the cop showed up, with the boot kind of half hanging on, he gunned it at the cop, who was, like, in front of him, and the cop was like, well, he got shot. And that was, like, one of those things where you look at it, you're like, dude, it was a boot. It's like $500.
Oh, no.
I understand that you didn't have $500, but now you don't have breath. It's amazing in the moment the amount of times that people will take a seemingly normal, like, I don't know, you're gonna pay a fine, maybe you'll do a night in jail, something. It's usually just a ticket. And you're like, nope, not happening today. Gonna get shot. Or in this case, gonna
end my whole life.
Gonna end my whole, you see.
Ruin it all right here.
You see it all the time.
Over this boot.
Yeah. Or someone pulls a gun on a cop and they've got weed in the car. Dude, it's weed.
And then they go on a high-speed chase.
Yes, it's weed. It's a ticket. I'm not paying that ticket today. Not today, pigs. Like, what are you doing?
Someone asked me, but what happened with Hassan? It is interesting that he chose Hassan as name of the...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.